נאמר בתורה כי תבנה בית חדש ועשית מעקה לגגיך ולא תשים דמים בביתך כי יפול הנופל ממנו. ולכן יש לכל אחד לעשות מעקה לגגו, וזו מצוות עשה מן התורה. איזה מצווה? To make a parapet or a fence for one's roof. איזה מצווה מן התורה. שום סכנה. If you don't put a fence on the roof, so we're worried that people, חס ושלום, might fall off. צריך לזהר מאוד במצוות עשיית מעקה לגג הדירה. לכל המניח גגו ולא עושה בו מעקה, the person doesn't make a מעקה, מלבד שמבטל מצוות עשה, besides he's transgressing a positive commandment, עובר בלא תעשה שלום ולא תשים דמים בביתך. Not to put a danger in your house, so it's a negative commandment as well. וכבר נאמר ונשמרתם מאוד לנפשותיכם. Now, not only on a roof, we're talking about a roof over there that's obviously used. Not a roof that we have that's a slanted roof where nobody can go up on the roof. So that's not what we're talking about. That. We're talking about a person that has a flat roof. The people go up on the roof and they sit there. Sometimes they learn up there, or they have seudot, or they build a sukkah on the roof, and they have a usage to the roof. Sometimes they have a gym in the yeshiva. They put it on the roof, and then the kids go up and play. Of course, you would need a ma'akeh on the roof, but otherwise it is sakana. The she'ela that we have today is, how tall is the ma'akeh? How high does the ma'akeh have to be? So over here we have a few shitot. Gova ma'akeh sarik liyot asara tefachim. That's clearly, 10 tefachim. Question, what's 10 tefachim? Shu shimonim centimeters, 80 centimeters. You can convert that to inches. 31.96 הם קרוב למטר 97 centimeters, which is 97 centimeters according to Shalchazon Ish. How is that in inches?
Times
3. 38.18. So that's the shiur basically that one should be makpid. That means if a person has a porch, let's say. So a porch is not a roof, but it's high. And therefore, a person, Hazbar Shalom, there's no gate around his porch. So be sakana, people sitting on the porch, children can fall off. So therefore, one should be makpid to make sure that they get a gate around the porch, and you fulfill a mitzvah from the Torah. So technically we're saying, what? It should be at least 38 inches high to fulfill the shita of the Chazon Ish. But Minadin, even if it was 31 inches, one fulfills his obligation. But on a porch, 31 inches is very low, so it's not so practical anyway. But minadin, that's the shi'urim. Technically, the mitzvah is to do it by a Jew. And we know that we have usually the goyim install the fences, but if possible, the last blow into the ground, if a Jew would do it, then he would be able to fulfill this mitzvah of ma'akeh himself.